time now for the weekly book review program with Mawlana Ashraf Dokrat. Mawlana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Mawlana.
We trust that you are doing well this morning, Mawlana.
Ji, alhamdulillah.
MashaAllah. A very interesting book, Tibb al-Nabawi.
Yes, Mawlana, this book titled Tibb al-Nabawi, Medical Guidance and Teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is a book by an author, Dr. Muhammad Shakil Shamsi, who sent this book through to us here for review, and also with the hope that the South African Muslim public will get some exposure to the book. The author, Dr. Muhammad Shakil Shamsi, is from Bombay, and he has worked very closely with some ulama there, and they are promoting his work, and they're also checking his work for him very carefully. He explains his own journey into Tibb al-Nabawi. He was a businessman in Bombay, in his father's business, and then he became interested in Tibb al-Nabawi, and at a late age, then he went on to, start formal studies at a Ayurveda research institute in Bombay, and he graduated there to become a doctor. He went on to do further studies also in alternative medicine, and he started his own practice as a family physician and a consultant for chronic diseases, and he lectures in medicine now, and is also a medical tutor for final year students, medical students. So he seems to be promoting Tibb al-Nabawi quite extensively in where he stays, and he would like his book now to be exposed, beyond just Bombay and the people who are benefiting from his work and his book there. This book is actually in three volumes, Mawlana, and he has sent us all three volumes here. The first volume is about general rules and principles of Tibb al-Nabawi. It has sections on Ruqya, Sihar, black magic, the evil eye, and then looks at some good habits that one can derive from the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for the maintenance of good health, and also then looks at some aspects of Islamic social behavior that contribute to good health. This is the first volume, then, consisting of about almost 300, just over 300 pages. The second volume then deals with specific aspects, looking at each of a number of herbs, fruits, vegetables, plants, grains, etc., and their uses to, in terms of providing good health, and then how they've been mentioned in the hadith, and how one can use them then for various ailments and for various health problems. The final part of the book, the third part, published as a separate book, looks at health problems and then the solutions that are offered in the hadith for these health problems. So things like fevers, aspects of other diseases that are more complicated, more serious types of diseases, and how through through Tibb al-Nabawi one can solve and get some relief for these diseases, including some things that maybe perhaps we can classify as emergency medicine, such as burns, etc. So here's a section for that as well. That also then is quite an extensive book, at least over 200 pages there. So all in all, I think the author has done a lot of research. Certainly he has managed to gather the important hadith on the topic of Tibb al-Nabawi, and he has arranged them in a way and in a style that is user-friendly, and people can easily access them here at one place. The book, I think, if it's available to our readers here in South Africa, is certainly interesting for those people who have an interest in Tibb al-Nabawi and alternative, so-called alternative treatments, and also, who want to generally live a healthier life. The author is looking for people to distribute the book in South Africa. He's asked us that we make this call and people can contact him if they're interested in being distributors for his book here, or just ordering his book directly from him.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a very interesting read because it's a different feel altogether, and it's quite unique that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was also a master in this field. As you know, he is a Nabi, it's a given on the spiritual side, but also on the health perspective, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was unique and he provided us with guidance in that regard.
Yes, this is the greatness of our deen, that we have a comprehensive deen. I think that there is no doubt that it is a link between being healthy physically and that assists the person in his spiritual health. At the same time, I think there is a direct link that people forget between their spiritual health and their physical health. And more, I think Western science is also coming to this conclusion that if you want to be healthy physically, you need to make sure that you are healthy spiritually as well.
Mm.
And I think there are other books also that we can refer you to, Molana, but regarding this, at some stage we must get somebody to review some of the other writings in this field as well.
Wonderful. Mura, how do you mention you have to call the author? Perhaps you can share with us those details.
Yes. The author's email address is shakilshamsi@yahoo.co.in. That's S-H-A-K-E-E-L Shamsi, S-H-A-M-S-I at yahoo.co.in. And he's got a second email as well, dr.shakilshamsi@gmail.com. The author has also placed a number of his articles and information on a website, tibnabawi4u.com. And I'm sure people, just by searching either his name, Shakil Shamsi, or the website tibnabawi4u, should come up with his website. If not, then please feel free to contact the radio station and we will put you in touch with the author directly, and maybe at some stage there might be some distributor for his books in South Africa also, inshallah.
Wonderful, Maulana. Jazakallah khairan for your time.
Maulana, I think before we go, it is appropriate that, you know, we mentioned that just last week, Thursday, the world of Islamic publishing in South Africa, I think, lost a very, very important person by the name of Maulana Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman Mia, Maulana Muhammad ibn Abdul Rahman Ibrahim. We need to acknowledge, I think, Maulana, his contribution to Islamic literature and publishing in South Africa. You know, Maulana was very, very careful in his publishing. He published some very, very excellent books that were produced, you know, in an outstanding way. It's a pleasure to hold those books in your hand. Maulana was very careful and painstakingly made sure that all his publications under the name of Ilmi Publications, came out in a very outstanding way. And I think we need to acknowledge all his works. You know, the upbringing of Muslim children in Islam, Maulana Habibullah Mukhtar's work, his Shamail al-Tirmizi, his Quran translation. People are not aware that at a great personal expense, Maulana had revised the Quran translation of Muhammad Mahmajib Pictol that he made available to the public in South Africa. His other publications like Muslim al-Haq, his Deen Kibate, and other booklets that he had for Dawah. He even published, apart from What Islam Is, he revised that What Islam Is and published it again. And he had Arabic works to his name as well. He had reset and retyped the entire Nurul Iza. And I think we will miss him for the care that he took in publishing these works. And his demise means then the end of Ilmi Publications also in South Africa. He was also a keen listener, Maulana, to this program. And he would provide feedback. I enjoyed the long discussions that we had with him. And certainly I will miss him as a friend. And I think the Islamic literature in South Africa is poorer in a sense for his loss. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and we ask our listeners please to remember him in their du'as as well. Mawlana Muhammad was really a remarkable man.
Subhanallah, indeed. Mawlana, Jazakallah khairan for your time, much appreciated, and we hope to speak to you next week also, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.